Luke chapter 19, it's very familiar scripture here, very familiar story. I know when people see this, well, Caleb, this is a message for the lost, but I believe there's something here for the saved as well. Amen? I believe we're all looking for something in this life. Amen? And once we get saved and we come to know the Lord, amen, we always tend to be looking to do something for the Lord, looking for something more. Luke chapter 19, the Bible says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, and for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the haul of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, this day salvation came to the house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save which was lost. Amen. I want to back up here where Zacchaeus had climbed the tree. Amen. He said he sought to see Jesus. He could not for the press. But little stature, and he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I get to thinking about, number one, the lost. Amen. When we're lost without God, amen, we were looking for something. Amen. We were in search of something. Amen, that men in this life can't give us. Amen. And, we were looking for something. Amen. Something that only God can provide. Amen. And I believe Zacchaeus today in this message here was missing something in his life. And he had all the money in the world. He's a tax collector. I'm sure he was a very rich man and can have everything he ever wanted. Yeah, I'm sure he had the best of clothes. And, I'm sure he had gold and jewelry, silver and all that stuff. Amen, but he was missing the most important thing in his life. Amen, but I know Zacchaeus, amen, when he climbed up to the tree that day, amen, was looking for Jesus, amen. He was looking for something more that he couldn't get out of this life, this world. Amen, it talked about when he saw Jesus come that way, Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I'll abide in the house. And, amen, Zacchaeus found that day what he was looking for. Now I kind of want to switch gears to the Christian people today. Amen, once we found Jesus, amen, and Zacchaeus got saved, if you notice, he had a complete turnaround in his life. He said, if I ever did anything wrong, I will make it right. If I ever took anything but false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. I think about that twist that he did, and immediately he was willing to work for the Lord. I think about the Christian people today. We get saved, we make the change. Amen, we go and talk with the Lord, and we get up. Amen, the old creature's here. Amen, the new man walks out the door. Amen, but I want to know myself. Amen, I'm looking for something to do for the Lord now. Amen, I found what I was looking for. I found God, amen, I found His Son that died for me. Now I want to look for something to do for Him. Amen, I want to look for something else. Amen, and all I can think about this week is on my job. You know, I try to do the best I can at what I do. They hired me, they put trust in me to do this job, to make the company money, to grow the company. So I look for ways to make them money. Amen. And I want to think that I need to do the same thing as a Christian today. Amen. He saved me. He gave me everything that I'll ever own in my life. Amen. When I get to heaven, I'll own everything. Amen. But I want to look for something to do for Him. To grow His people. Amen. To grow His spirit in the church. Amen. Church, I tell you, we should have the attitude today. Amen. That we need to be on fire for God. We need to look. Amen. Look ahead. Look for something that we may do for someone else. Look for something that we can help somebody along the way. Amen. Today, me and Jerry was talking about people in the church these days, not just here, everywhere. Had people walk through the doors with something on their minds, something on their shoulders, something they may be dealing with. Amen. And we have no clue what they're going through. But I want myself personally to look for a way, amen, to help them get to where they're going. Look for a way to help them get past
Amen.
Amen. We need to look, amen, look for ways to better our walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, church. I tell you today, we've said it many times down here, sometimes we get to a point. Amen. We get to a stopping point in this life. And boy, we think, boy, I've done enough for you, Lord. I've done all I can. I've got so much going on in my life. I've done this for you, and I believe that's all I can do. Amen. But I believe God expects us to do more. Amen. To find different avenues, different ways, if you will. Amen. To serve Him. Amen. I believe it's more than preaching God's Word. I believe it's more, amen, than coming in here every Sunday. I believe it's more than that. I believe, amen, we need to pray harder. Pray often, amen, to lift each other up when we're down. Amen. Today, amen, Zacchaeus, when he accepted God, he looked and found what he was looking for. Immediately, he started looking for ways to please God. Amen, church, today, amen, we got things that need to be done. Amen, in this world, this walk, amen. Today, I've got to witness to a couple people. Amen, one of them was a strong church goer at one time. Amen, did everything she could for the Lord. I truly believe that. Amen, but along life's journey, problems happened. Things came up. She got disgruntled and got away from God. Now she's got one of the foulest mouths you ever hear. Amen, goes to places you shouldn't even be as a Christian. Amen, got completely away from God. Amen, but today I got the opportunity, amen, to speak to them, to talk to them, to witness them. God made me away, so I was looking for something, and God heard my prayer. Amen, He sent me these two people here. Amen. Today I talked to him and I said, you know, listen, I'm not one of these people that's going to pound the word into your head. I'm not somebody that's going to push you, amen, through the pearly gates of heaven. I'm not going to do that because I can't. Amen, but I will invite you to my church. Amen. We start at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you. Will I beg you to come? No, I won't. Will I call you and beg you all the time? No, I won't. Amen, but God has made a way for me, amen, to get to them. Amen, it could lead them here. Amen, it could lead them back to God. Amen. Church, if we're looking for ways to please the Lord, if we're always looking to better, amen, our ministries, God will make a way for you today. Amen. Amen. We need to pray earnestly. Amen. We need to be looking to the Lord. Amen. Words that say, look above for whence where comes thy help. Amen. God is there for you. Amen. He's there to help you. Amen. But you got to be looking. Amen. Amen. Looking to please God.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Amen. Amen. I tell you, Zacchaeus. Amen. I believe he got more than what he was bargaining for. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, the first thing, you know, I got to notice in, amen, that one of the ladies that I talked to today, amen, they're having a big family spill. Amen. Everybody hates each other and wants to rip each other's head off. Amen. That's how bad it is in their family. Amen. That's one of the reasons she claims she don't go to church anymore. Amen. Caleb, I tell you, my family claims they're Christians. Boy, they put me in the dirt all the time. I have nothing to do with church anymore. Amen. We can make excuses all the way through life. Amen. We can do it all the way. She can tell me the world. Amen. But one day we're going to stand before God. Amen. And the family problems will not work there. Amen. Hey, church, let me tell you something today. Amen. But these people in the world, amen, it talked about when Zacchaeus came down and Jesus asked to go home with him. The first thing they did, boy, looky here. Jesus, the Holy One, amen, is going home with a sinner. What kind of man is that? Amen, I tell you what kind of man. Amen, an example set forth for all of us today. Amen, as Christian people, amen, to always be looking. Amen, and always striving. Amen, to help one another get home.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh boy, he's going home to be with a sinner. What kind of man is that?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, more of us, amen, today, including myself, need to go find that sinner that's on the side of the streets. Need to go find that sinner, amen, on our job sometimes. Brother, we could be working right next to him on the assembly line. Amen. And not even know it. Amen. Not even bother with it. Go home and clock in the morning, clock out in the afternoon, not say one word about God to him. And you can be the only Bible they ever read.
Right.
Amen, church. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I was looking for something. You know, sometimes I get in that point in my life. Church, yes, a preacher. Boys, you can relate, you know. Sometimes you get to that point, Lord, have I done enough? Lord, I feel like there's something else I can do. What else can I do? Amen, is there somebody that I need to reach? Church, I prayed that. Amen, God heard my prayers. Amen, I got a message for and that lady I haven't talked to in 2 or 3 years out of the blue messaged me. Amen. And everything started unfolding just the way I wanted it to. I said when I pulled out that driveway and I spoke my peace and I left and got on that road, I couldn't help praise God. Amen. And I went right back to this right here that I'm preaching to you tonight. Amen. I got saved. Amen. I accepted the calling to preach. I remember when I accepted the calling to preach, and I've told you this. I said, Lord, I'll preach your word. I will. And I'll do everything I got to do with it. Amen. But you better keep me busy. Amen. Keep me going. Amen. Keep me doing the work. Amen. That you have me to do. Church, let me tell you something. My phone did stop ringing, brother. Amen. I said, God, do I need to work this much? Amen. But he heard my prayer. He knows. Amen. With a sincere heart. Amen. You go to the Lord. He will hear your prayer.
Amen.
I accepted the call to preach. I was looking to help the Lord. I was looking to do more for God. Amen. Because he saved my soul. It's the least I can do.
Amen.
God gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I believe he gave it all for us. Amen.
Amen.
I believe he gave it all. Amen. And I want, the least I can do is look. Amen. To do more for him. I like this last verse here, last couple of verses. And the Bible says, he said to him, this day salvation come to his house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek to save that which was lost. Amen. I can't help but think about all the problems and trials that Jesus went through. Amen. People always question. Have you ever noticed, amen, if you read throughout the New Testament, it talks about, amen, why are you healing on the Sabbath, Jesus? What's wrong with you? Amen. Why are you praying for people? Why are you touching people? Why is that lame man getting up walking? Why are you raising the dead on the Sabbath? Why can't you wait till Monday to do that? Amen. Jesus was constantly going through scrutiny. Always constantly going through some kind of problems that this old world was throwing at him. But he was always looking. Amen. Looking to please his Father. Looking to do something more for God. Looking to lead that lost soul to God. Amen. Looking to help somebody along the way.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Amen. I believe the Bible tells us to be what? Christ-like. Amen. Strive to be Christ-like. Amen. No way we're going to be perfect. But that's not giving any excuse. Amen. Now, Caleb, I'm not perfect. Now, you just got to bear with me. I can't do that now. Caleb, I got so much for my health. Amen. I just can't. I ain't got enough gas for my car. Amen. I don't have enough minutes on my phone. Amen. I believe if you pray to God, Lord, spare me a couple more minutes on my phone. Help me find a little gas money to put my car. He'll make way for you. Amen. I mean, if we truly want to do it, and we're truly looking to please God, we're truly looking to do more for Him, God will make the way.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh boy, Zacchaeus, amen, when he was saved, amen, when he came down from that tree, I believe he became a new creature. I think about Paul, amen. Saul, amen, was one of the people in the crowd that stoned Stephen, amen, was part of it, participated in Saul, amen. And Paul along the way to Damascus, amen, his eyes was opened, amen, God struck him blind, amen, but when he opened them, he had a new vision, a new outtake on life, amen, and he wanted to do more for God, amen. I believe he was trying to help the Christian people after that. You go all into the book of the Corinthians, how he's preaching to the churches. Brother, I was studying chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. We were reading it all the way up here. Amen. He talked about Jesus. God told me to preach Jesus, Him crucified. Amen. And if anything else He can preach, at least preach that. Amen. And Paul did that. Amen. But when he left, amen, he passed it on to other people.
Yeah.
And they passed it on to other people. Amen, church. God wants us to be looking for something. Amen. I don't care, amen, if it's your next door neighbor. If you see them out there mowing the yard, you know the rules. Go out there. Stop them mowing and talk to them about the Lord. Amen. You see somebody sick. Amen. Let's lift them up in prayer. Pray for them. Amen, church. That person on the assembly line next to you at work. Amen. Out there on the shop floor. Whatever you do for a living, I don't know. Amen. You may be the way that they get to God. I don't know. Amen. But God has a plan and a purpose.
Yep.
For us all.
Yep.
Amen. I wouldn't want to think, amen, that I left this walk. Amen. All these gym, I tell you, these guys at work, amen, they get tired of hearing about church from me all the time. First thing they'll ask me on Monday mornings, Jerry, they'll say, well, how was church on Sunday? How are you going to tell us anyways? Amen. I'm glad they have that opinion about me.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I don't want to come and work Monday morning, boys. I'm hung over bigger than anything this week. Boy, I just took too many pills, took too many of this. Amen. I watched all old movies I should be watching. Yeah. Boy, I had a good weekend, but I'm just tired. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to know that I saw somebody saved. I saw somebody healed. I saw the Spirit of God move in a church. I saw our church grow by another person. Hey man, I got the witness of somebody. That's what kind of weekend I had.
Yeah.
That's what I want people to see in me. Amen. I want to always look to please God. I want to always look for something new. Just because we get saved, just because we are one of God's children, that don't mean it stops there. Amen. It carries on past that.
Amen.
Amen. We become a Bible that people read. Amen. Our lives should be a light that shines throughout this old body.
Yeah.
Amen. This body, amen, is going to be buried, amen, beneath the ground. Amen. But our light can shine on. Amen. Our soul can go on to be with the Lord. Amen. But we got to take some people with us. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice if you can take your family with you?
Yeah.
Amen. Wouldn't it be nice if you can take your co-workers with you? I got a boss, Brother Eric. Amen. I tell you, he's lost the ball high weeds. Amen. He's called me every name in the book. Gary, I told you about it. Amen. He called me every name in the book but my name. Amen. Told me that my family didn't matter to him. Told me that what I do for the company didn't matter to him. All he cared about was the almighty dollar. But I pray for that man that one day that God will shine through his life. Amen. Believe it or not. Amen. Not even 2 months ago, he came up to me. He said, Caleb, I met a girl and I'm going to church in Carthage now. I don't know what's going on there. I was raised Church of Christ. Amen. But I'm in the Springwood Baptist now. Amen. I don't know what's going on in there, but I'm going. Praise God, church. Amen. It's amazing what a prayer can do. Amen. We may take a beat down in this life. Amen. The old devil may try to beat us up. But at the end of the Bible, tells us that we're a winner. Amen. We're a winner either way. Praise God. But I want to take some people with me when I go to heaven.
Amen.
Boy, I'd love to see my boss behind me. Amen. When I'm crossing over to the other side. Wouldn't that be nice? Amen. As we stand.